This is AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Meredith Holdsworth, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Integrated Scholar William Paswark. First, the news. To reinforce its ties with international students, the university celebrated the grand opening of an English Language Learning Center. The center is located on Broadway Avenue, just down the street from campus. More than 10 classrooms and a computer lab are housed within the center to encourage interactive learning experiences among students. Vice Provost for International Affairs, Tibor Naj, shared his enthusiasm at the center's grand opening.
There are all these phenomenally talented people out there that want the best education in the world, which means United States, and I'm very unbiased. For me, that means Texas Tech.
Texas Tech partnered with ELS Educational Services to operate the center. In return, ELS intends to help Texas Tech expand its international enrollment by 2,000 students over the next 4 years. Turning to other news, the university is extending its educational reach to the Middle East. Students and faculty from Iraq will be able to further their education at Texas Tech thanks to a collaboration between the university and Iraq's Ministry of Higher Education and Scientific Research. The agreement provides incentives for doctoral students who return to Iraq with the aim of advancing teaching in the STEM disciplines of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Texas Tech's online programs are earning national acclaim. The SR Education Group's Guide to Online Schools ranked the university's e-learning program as 11th best in the U.S. Additionally, U.S. News and World Report listed Texas Tech's online master's program in engineering as the 50th best in the nation. Integrated scholars dedicate themselves to a course of lifelong learning. Their emphasis on teaching, research, and service helps to promote scholarly engagement. And in doing so, integrated scholars advance Texas Tech's role in educating, serving, and inspiring others to pursue a path of lifelong learning. In this edition of AcademicCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights integrated scholar William Paswark.
Through his teaching, research, and service, accounting professor William Paswark is educating the newest leaders in business. Paswark was born and raised in Lubbock. He returned to his hometown to teach at Texas Tech after working at the University of Houston and the University of Georgia. Akin to many of his colleagues in the Rawls College of Business Administration, Paswark came to academia after first cultivating a career in the private sector.
I was a banker, and I was making loans to companies without the proper accounting knowledge, and so I started going back to school at night and taking accounting courses with no intention of becoming a CPA. The more courses I took, the more I enjoyed them, and pretty soon I said to myself, I need to either fish or cut bait on this, and I went ahead and got a master's degree in accounting.
At Texas Tech, Paswark lectures on a range of topics, including financial analysis and advanced accounting. Many of his students in his classes have participated in the college's audit internship program, for which Paswark serves as advisor. The program places Rawls accounting students at CPA firms in large cities, allowing many of them to learn about and excel in corporate environments.
They work for a semester, and they work during the hardest part of the accounting year, which is what we call busy season. And they're put through the ringers. They get paid pretty well for interns, and most of them come back with job offers from those firms, but they come back with wonderful experience, and those are the students that I get in the classroom. And so they have the best of both worlds. They have a little bit of academics and a little bit of business experience that they get to put together, and they meld those.
Paswark's research centers on behavioral issues in the accounting field. Along with a colleague, Paswark is conducting research about customer payment behaviors under a grant from the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. Moreover, he is editor of the scholarly journal Issues in Accounting Education. Passwark leads the effort, which includes 13 associate editors and more than 100 editorial board members worldwide.
So I wake up in the morning and I get emails from Europe, and then toward the afternoon I start getting emails from Australia and from Hong Kong. And it's just a wonderful experience. It's like running a little corporation. I've got a budget and I've got an employee. And so that takes about 70% of my time.
Indeed, Passwark spends a great deal of time collaborating with his professional peers. He advises that faculty who strive to be integrated scholars should also cultivate good working relationships because they are mutually beneficial.
One of the things that I think people ignore is relationships with people in business. And so working with people in business is extremely important for two reasons. That's where you get your research ideas. That's where you get your research data as well. But more importantly, those are the people who are hiring your students, and you have to keep good relationships with people who are hiring your students. Otherwise, your students aren't going to be hired.
A wise business dean was fond of reminders to would-be accounting majors that accounting is much more than spreadsheets with debit and credit columns. The profession of accounting requires a broad range of skills and an even broader understanding of people, as well as topics beyond the business world per se. Professor William Passwark's commitment to teaching and research in the field of accounting, as well as his emphasis on service to business students and his professional peers, has provided him the background and understanding that have led to his earning the distinction of being an integrated scholar. For all of this, Academicast applauds Professor William Passwark. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Join us again as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile integrated scholar Christian Pongratz.